Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Do you struggle to find colours that go with your colour palette from your colour analysis? If so, you are not alone. Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and today I have some questions from readers and watchers. First one comes from Kimberly. She says, how do I determine the undertone of colours that go with my cool summer analysis? Now, cool summer is a seasonal palette, but it's probably similar-ish to my Sublime palette, which is a summer, what I call a summer adjacent palette. I have 5 different palettes that relate to summer. This is one of them. So when we are looking for colours to match your palette, think about colours being, your palette being like a executive summary of all the colours you could wear. So you don't have to match the colours exactly. You will go completely wrong if that's all you do. What you want to do is fan out your palette and then hold it up against colours. So if I'm looking at this one that is pink, I will be going, does it look like my pinks? Does it relate? Is it the same intensity? Is it the same value as my colours? And the same undertone, of course, as well. So you can see that this is pretty good. So I don't mind that. For an example with something that is multicolored. Here again, it's overall light, but we look at, we're going, it's the right kind of blues, the right kind of greens, and the right kind of pinky purples. I go, that is a winner to go with my palette. Now, if I picked up this one, do you see how this does not go at all? They do not relate to each other. This color is unrelated to anything in my palette, so this is not a good option. If I picked up this one, again, doesn't go with my palette. You can see that my palette stands off and does not look anything like this pattern. Now, just be wary that I might go, well, you know, it's my kind of greens and mine kind of pinks, but the background of this is way darker than my palette, which means it's too dark for me. It's not going to look as good on me as going for something with a lighter value, because this is a lighter palette. So when we are mixing and matching colours or trying to find things that go with our colour palette, that is the simple process to go through. You just want to be looking at the palette and do those colours look like the colours that you are seeing in the fabric, or, you know, if it's just a solid fabric, that it goes with it. Now, don't worry if it's not exactly the same. As long as it looks like it's related, that it could fit in between the colours you've got, that is all you are looking for. If you are just matching colours exactly and then dismissing anything that does not exactly go with your palette, you're actually missing out on lots and lots of possibilities out there. And this is often what gets people frustrated, is they think, I can't find things that match exactly, so therefore there's nothing out there for me. When in fact, as long as it goes, as long as it looks related, that is all you are looking for. That is absolutely all you are looking for. So that is how to use your colour palette and find things that go with it. Next question comes from Amber. She says, how do I choose a low maintenance hair color that is DIY and flattering? Now, I don't know about the DIY bit, but, you know, if you just want a solid color, it's probably not so hard. Now, firstly, if you have a color palette, one of the easiest ways is to start looking at the neutrals in your color palette, because these are going to give you possibilities for hair colors that will go with your coloring. So here is a cool one. And then here I have a warm one. And if I went and put any of these warmer colours on me, they would not look as good as the cooler ones do. They don't go with my skin, so they won't go with my hair. And these colours won't actually work with my palette. So if my palette is this, notice how these neutrals don't go. So I wouldn't want to get a hair colour that is unrelated to my palette colour. So if I am looking at hair color, looking at your palette is the first place to start. So if I was thinking about like some sort of, you know, coppery brown like this, I could hold this up and go, does it go with me? I'm not loving that on me. Now, if I went for a cooler brown, decided I wanted to go for a cooler brown, this cooler brown does go. Notice the difference between these two, how much this warmer does not go with me versus the cooler does. So that is one way of finding yourself a hair color that's flattering. have a color analysis. One of the things I do in my color analysis, and I train all the consultants that I train in my color system, are trained how to help you find a flattering hair color, because it needs to go with your palette. If the hair color does not go with your hair, your palette, you don't want it. So when you go to the hairdresser, potentially take your palette with you. Make sure that if they're suggesting any color in particular, that your colors look good with it. Now, imagine my hairdresser suggested this. Do you see how this color does not work? I couldn't wear my pink clothes when I've got this camel on. So if my hair was that color, not the right color. So really you're looking for colors that go with your palette, but particularly look at your selection of neutrals and find colors that look good with your selection of neutrals rather than colors that are unrelated to your selection of neutrals. So it is really important to find colors that relate to your actual palette. Now, as far as DIY goes, I am not a hairdressing expert, but you know, solid colors are easier. So the more you go with something that is like your roots, whatever is growing out of your head at the moment, the more it will look good on you, because your roots are growing out in a color that's flattering and probably lower maintenance because they're whatever your color roots are. Now, the other thing too is just go with your natural hair color. If you want low maintenance, your natural hair color is the easiest way. Just be aware, particularly if you are cool, that the sun bleaches hair. And what it does is exposes the underlying pigments. And those underlying pigments tend to all be in the yellow, orange sort of category. So they are generally warmer. And this is why it's very hard to get warmer, cooler colors often with hair dye, and the sun is bleaching that. So if you've got a natural color but it's starting to go yellowy orange and you have a cool palette, using things like a purple shampoo or a blue shampoo can help to neutralize that, those warmer pigments that are coming through. But yes, your natural hair color, just don't dye it. But if you do want to dye it, go with something that is more similar to what is growing out of your head right now, but make sure that that color goes with your color palette and you will find that you look good and it's flattering. My last question is from Martha, and she says, how do I dress my age? Now, this is a really interesting question, because the reality is there a certain dressing style for any particular age? I really don't think so. Look, little kids can probably have more fun clothes, and it's pretty less appropriate for small children to be dressing in a very sexy way. So I think, you know, there's an element there of age appropriate, but really, as adults go, dress in clothes that express your personality, that are who you are, that relate to who you are. So there's no reason why you can't wear jeans until you're 100 if you want to. I certainly know that Iris Apfel, who is now sadly passed, who was a fashion icon until the age of 102 when she died, wore jeans. There is no reason why you can't wear jeans or leather if that's your personal style. I don't know what your age is. I don't know what the actual issue is, because I always think it's interesting of what is that question about, how do I dress my age? I think things we want to think about is, do I feel comfortable in it? Does it express my personality? Does it work for the body I have today? Is it in harmony with the colouring and the body I have today? Is it me? Because that's much more important than age. Age is just a number, and it can be kind of an irrelevant number. It's got to feel like you. It's got to make you feel like the best version of you, and it wants to be in harmony with you. What I think about everything I do with my clients is finding what is in harmony with them, and that is the easiest way. So when we're looking at colouring, it's what's in harmony with your personal colouring. What are those colours that we can see in you that we repeat in the colours you wear? That is going to be more beautiful. You know, what is in harmony with your current body? What is the shape you have, and what creates harmony with that? What is in harmony with your personality? Who are you, and how can you express that through your style? These are all elements. So really, age is not important. What is important is being in harmony with yourself. And this is where getting through a process that like I have in my 7 Steps of Style can help you understand what is in harmony with you, because we're really diving deep into who you are, what are your values, what's important to you, what's your personality. All these things come into how you decide what works for you, no matter what your age is. So thank you so much for your questions and for watching, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.